Okay. Today we start the seventh parak in Maseches Sadarim. Hanoda ben Hayarak, Daf Nun Dalet. Nun Dalet. Just I said I would start off with one final thought on from yesterday on Savik Daraisa L'chum. So we mentioned the machlokes between the Rashba and the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva versus the Rambam, whether Savik Daraisa L'chumra is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam holds that Savik Daraisa L'chumra itself is a din d'rabbanan. Right? Mi d'oraisa, Savik, if you have a Savik by a d'oraisa, you go l'kula on a d'oraisa level. Just mi d'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, no, you should be machmir. The other Rishonim say, no, of course not. Of course, Savik d'oraisa is l'chumra. So Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin d'oraisa in Klal Hey asks on the Rambam. He says, yes, from a Gemara, which I'm not going to get into. He says, "V'nir li liyashev dinei hadla Rambam." Sorry, the Raisa lechumra mutamina Torah haynu mishum. What's the svara of the Rambam? Why do you go lekula on a Daraisa level? The svirle da Torah lo dibra rak miyadias haadam. The Torah is talking to a person's das. Ukishakosva nevela lo sochelu. When it says, "Don't eat nevela," kivna bazeh sheim teida shabaser hu nevela az lo tochlenu. Don't eat nevela when you know something is nevela. Don't eat it. If you don't know it's nevela, the Torah doesn't talk about that. The Torah is talking about vadai cases. Don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. That's what the Torah says. If you're not sure about something, the Torah is not relating to that type of case. So that's what the Rambam holds. So then he says, what if you're mesupik? But if you're mesupik, what the Torah says, shouldn't that be enough? Shouldn't that be ulam lechora harikam besafik yesh lo yediya? Don't you say suffik is also a yediya? Shahari yodea hu sheish listavik bo shu nevela? Right, shouldn't that be enough? Suffik of yediya of the Torah? So he says, really, what's the source of the Rambam? It's a machlokes amorim. Where? Krisis yudches, what does it talk about there? Ha'ochel shnei zei zei chelev bezachar zeh. Somebody eats two kezesim of treif, one after another. One kezayis of chelev, and then one kezayis of chelev. V'nodelo beitai midia safik me'achila rishona. In between, if you found that in between, that you vada ate the previous chelev, so then afterwards you have to bring chayev twice. Because there was a yediyah that was machalik. You knew in between, so you're chayev too. That separates. What if there was a safik yediyah in between? You weren't sure you ate a piece of chelev, and then afterwards you found that you might have. There was a safik yediyah in between. Is that called a break or is that not called a break? That's a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The spirit of the Rabbi Yochanan Shom, the ain yediyah suffik machalkas lechatos, the yediyah suffik lav shmo yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not called the yediyah. And therefore, it's all one helam, it's all one time period. So one that you knew in between that you might have eaten. Still one. Reish Lakish says, no, it does break it up. The Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan, the yediyah suffik does not break it up. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's goof with exactly the Shiz HaRambam. Yediyah Suffik is not called a Yediyah. And therefore, even if you know that this might be a Nevela, by Savik Daraisa L'chumra, it's not good enough. Yediyah Suffik is Lav Shema Yediyah. And that's why the Torah says, if you know, it's Aser. If you're not sure, that's not included. So the Rambam Lishitaso holds Yediyah Suffik is Lav Shema Nevela, and that's why he paskins, Savik Daraisa L'chumra is a Din D'Rabbanan. Masha Eken, if you paskin like Reish Lakish, then you wouldn't say it. And then he used that to answer one of the Gemaras that was a problem with the Rambam was the name of Reish Lakish. So you can say the Rambam does a paskin like that Gemara. Okay, that's just one other Hosafa on Savik Daraisa L'chumra. So that's one of the big rayas that the Rashba Ramban Udi'imei bring is that what about the concept of Vashem Talui? Concept of Vashem Talui, if you have Suffik that you did an Avira that's Chayiv Yuachatos, then you bring an Vashem Talui. So isn't that against the Rambam? That whole concept. So the Rambam would have to say, maybe it's Xeris HaKasuf, maybe it's that doesn't reflect the rule. But you're right, that's one of the rayas that they bring to prove the Rashba, just the whole concept of Vashem Talui. The Rambam can't argue with Vashem Talui. You'd have to say that it's... Maybe Ikvi Sur is different. Okay. Now let's start the next parak. Nundal. Hanode min hayerek mutter b'diluin. Again, this parak continues. Lashonos. Sixth and seventh parak is all about Lashonos that you say, and what does it include? And the eighth parak as well. Hanode min hayerek mutter b'diluin. If you make a nether from vegetables, yarek mutter b'diluin. You're allowed to eat gourds. You're allowed to eat a gourd. It's a gourd, like a zucchini type of food. Well, we call it a vegetable, but really it's a different kind of vegetable. Mutter b'diluin. Why? The Ran quotes two ideas on top. Number one, either because de lo have a yerek el a pri, a diluin, a delua is called a pri in halacha, and not, or at least in people's minds, Or number two, v'istam afarshi, d'stam yerek nechal kamo shiuchai. Or most vegetables, when the people say vegetable, they mean something that can be eaten raw. U'duluin enokin, and duluin cannot be eaten raw. So therefore, duluin are not included. Again, the issue of being eaten raw or not doesn't only come up here. It comes up in Bishul Akum. Something can be eaten raw. It's not subject to Bishul Akum. That's not the topic for now. But that's 2 days of the Ran why duluin would not be included. Rabbi Akiva Oser, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it is included. It is included. When you say Yarak, you also include Diluin. The Rashba here quotes the Yerushalmi that this Machlokas is not only by Nedarim. It's also by Mekach u'Memkar. Let's say I sell you Yarakos. If I sell you Yarak, do I include Diluin in that sale? So that would be a Machlokas also, says the Yerushalmi. What if I am Makdish, Yarakos of my field? Does that include Diluin? This is a general Machlokas, the Yerushalmi says, not just by Nedarim, but also if I'm makdish or sell something, that also wouldn't be included. That's the Rashba here, the beginning of the parak. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara now continues the conversation. Rabbi Akiva says to the Rabbanan, they say to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva who says, Diluin are included, so they say to him, 1 minute, how can you say Diluin are included? If I tell a shliach, go to the market and buy me some vegetables. Buy me a yerek. V'hu omer, he, if he doesn't find any yarek, he would come back to me and say, v'hu omer lo matzas yela d'luin. He would say, I only found d'luin, I didn't find yarek. Doesn't that prove, ask the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva, that d'luin is not yarek? From the fact that the shliach has to come back and ask, I didn't find any yarek, I only found d'luin. He didn't buy it automatically. Doesn't that show that it's not included? So Amalai Rabbi Akiva says back just the opposite. Lo, kena davar. Yeah, exactly my point. Oshema Omer Hulo Matsasi Ala Kitnis. Does he come back and say, oh, I found beans? Right? He doesn't come back and say, I found something else. If you say, so go to the marketplace and buy me a giraffe. And he comes back and says, I only found an elephant. You know, nobody says that. It's two different things. So Rabbi Akiva says, the fact that he says, I only found this means it is the Parsha. This isn't exactly what I know was your top Kavana, but the fact that the shliach would come back and say, I only found this, it's just the opposite, says Rabbi Akiva. It's a raya to me that d'luin are included. Ella, shahadun b'chal yarek. Why do people do that? Because d'luin is included in being called a yarek. The kidness ain't a b'chal yarek. And kidness is not. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, no, but dafka, if the shliach would come back and ask, that is a proof that it is included in the word. So therefore, if somebody would ask about d'luin, therefore we know it's included in yarek. Okay. Is that a story? No, it's not a mice. It's saying just this is what would happen.
Theoretically.
If you would ask a shliach, this is a halachic principle. If you would ask a shliach, the shliach would come back and say, this is what I found, which way is that a raya? That's the machlokas, that's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara, we're going to have in a minute. It's a halachic principle. How do you define categories? The asur bepul hamitzri yelachem utu biyavish. Last line. Also, when you say yerek, that includes moist Egyptian beans and does not include dry Egyptian beans. Okay, says the Gemara. Hanodim ben yerek. Somebody makes a neder from yerek. So what? So the Ran, the next three lines, the Ran has two different opinions. What exactly is the shakla v'tarya? The next three lines. So first we'll go with one. Question. V'hamin yerek nadar. What do you mean? You made a neder from yerek. And therefore what? The Ran explains, we're asking Rabbi Akiva, how could you say Diluin are included? You said Yarek, you didn't say Diluin. How could you say it's included? Meaning, and the Ran explains, it's not enough, the Shliach reason. The Shliach reason is not enough. You need a different reason also. Is this in the category of Yarek? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ula, Ba'omer Yarke Kedera Alai. You didn't just say Yarek, but you said vegetables of my pot. The Ran explains, that's an extra lashon. You could have just said yerek. Why do you say yarke kedera? It must be you're including something extra, and that's why you include zluin. Ask the Gemara of Dilma yerek anecha b'kedera kamar. Oh, so maybe it only means yerakos that are ne'echal b'kedera. Maybe you should include something that's closer to home, meaning vegetables that are used for adding taste to the pot. So maybe that's what's included, not diluin, which is a totally different type of bria. Maybe it's only yerek hanechal b'kedera should be included. Well, hatem es hakedera mashma, says the Ran. Answers the Ron, but Omer Yerek HaMisbashel B'Kedera Alai. No, it's where you said a vegetable that is cooked in the Kedera, which is mashmah, not just something that comes to be matim, to give taste to the rest of the pot, but something that's cooked separately. That's why your extra lashon is mashmah, something separate, and you would include diluin. That's one way to read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is, let's go back, says the Ron, V'homin Yerek Nadar. You made a nether from Yerek. And the Ron says, the second day is here, is on the fourth medium line. It says, V'istim afarshi, fourth medium line in the Ron. V'istim afarshi, Yerek Nadar, V'istam Yerek Nechal Kamoshu Huchai. The question is, Yerek is already in raw. So how could Tulun be included? Tulun already in raw. Answers the Gemara, Omar Ula, Omar Yerke Kedera Alai. No, you say Yerke Kedera, which means Yerek is that you eat after they're cooked. That's why Tulun could be included. The double yerka nechal b'kedera kamar. Maybe it's including vegetables that could be eaten both raw and cooked. So how do you know it's only referring to something that cannot be eaten raw? But omer yerka mispashal b'kedera alai. No, you specifically say a yerek that needs to be cooked, and that's why it includes yerek. Okay, two different ways to read the shakla v'tarya of the gemara. But my kamif, I guess now the gemara gets down to it. So what's the machlokas about between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Savri, called Milsa Datsar Shlichalim Luchi Allah, Lav Minehu. The Rabbanan holds that if the Shliach has to come back and say, I only found this, that means it's not the same category. Bring me Yerek. Sorry, I only found Diluin. That shows Diluin is not Yerek. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Lav Minehu. That shows it's not in the category. Rabbi Kiva Savri, the opposite. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Called Milsa Dimimla Shlichalim Minehu. The fact that the Shliach comes back and says, I found this, shows that it is in the same category. To work on the lumdus there. What's the lumdus of that machlokas? If the shliach comes back, you know, it is the category, it's not the category. Have to work on it. Oh, says the Sha'ar Mizyan and Balacha. Not on the Gemara here, but in Chelek Aleph of his Sefer and Kizr Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, are you allowed, how does this come in? We'll see in a minute. The Kizr Shulchan Aruch there says, Shlosh Achlu B'yachat Tzvichan L'Varech B'Zimun. Talking about Hilchas Berchaz Amazon. Right, you should use lechad chila. You should bench al akos when you have a zimun. Shulchan Aruch paskins, the kids of Shulchan Aruch here quotes it. Umitzvah sheyivarchu al akos im efshar tzrichan lahadar sheyakos yayin. Should have a cup of wine. V'im e efshar b'yayin yeshechar. If you can't use wine, we say use what's called chamar medina, some chashiv drink of the land. So use beer, o yayin sarav, schnapps, shu chamar medina. If it's not easy to get the wine, then you can use Chamar Medina. So here in the footnotes, he quotes Tshuva. Can you use seltzer or soda for Chamar Medina? Maisa, for Havdalah. Let's say many make Havdalah and Chamar Medina on beer. Could you use seltzer or soda? Okay, so seltzer's like, come on, that's just water with bubbles. So how about soda? So he quotes a Tshuva of the Darkei Shalom. Said the Darkei Shalom. What does that have to do with us? Afal gadda mina b'gemara, even though it says in the Gemara that kol milsa d'mimelech le shliach minahu, that anything the shliach would come back is the category. And here too, if you send the shliach to go buy beer, he'll come back and say, but I found some soda. So maybe you should say, soda is like beer, and it's chamar medina. Shema mina d'minahu, doesn't that say mina, like Rabbi Akiva? No, mikol makom hakashayini. No, it's different. Over there by our Gemara, that's Lashon B'nei Adam. By Lashon B'nei Adam, you have more flexibility. The Dafka B'nei Darim, the Gamim Nechlal B'Shono, Rak Al Tzad Miyut, even though it's only a little bit included in what he said, Amrin and Stam Nadarim LaHachmer. Then you could say it must be that it could have been included. Ava B'nidon Didon, but here, since you cannot make a bracha on water, Huadin Game Soda. So too, you cannot use soda. Soda is flavored, bubbled water. Vahagon, Rav Meir Arik, he also brought a rye from Magen Avram. Rav Meir Magen Avram says, Kol Sheshem Mayim Alav, Afilu Mei Likerich, Mutter Lishtos Acher Afikomen. Flavored water, the flavored water, Magen Avram says, you're allowed to eat after the Afikomen, drink. You can only drink water after the Afikomen. How can you drink this? Oh, Haraya, we're not passing here, well, you can drink about the after the Afikomen, but Haraya, that's, it's really water. And if you want to use the Kula after Afikomen, it's a Chumer, you cannot use it for Chamar Medina. That's what the Shem Zidach, quoting our Gemara, that our Gemara is a limited machlokes about minar or lav minar in Nedarim. You cannot generalize this machlokes. Rav Moshe Paskas the same way, by the way, about soda. Rav Moshe Tshuva in Arachayim, in Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Hey, he Paskas also, you cannot use soda for Kiddush. or for Abdallah, or for any Chamar Medina purpose, benching. But the var mashko shal mine soda, im yeshlam din Chamar Medina, said Rav Moshe, no, you can't. Why? Because why do you drink soda? You drink soda because you're thirsty, says Rav Moshe. Hanach lani es daiti, dehin kamayim ba'alma. It's like water. Even though people drink soda at fancy dinners, and people say, oh, can I have a soda, please? No, be'ikaron is only for thirst. And to cool off, when it's hot. What is Chamar Medina? What defines the Chashivas of a Mashke? When you drink something, not because you're thirsty, but because, you know, you're in the mood for a drink. That's what drink. It shows the most. Right? Why do people drink a beer at a Shalom Zachar? Right? Because they're thirsty. They're thirsty. Just take some soda. Why are they drinking a beer? Because this is a Shalom Zachar. It's a kiyum in the Shalom Zachar. Right? To drink it. Ain't shum adam shows a yain v'yesh. You don't drink wine because you're thirsty or schnapps litzma'o. Da'idez shows in mayim sheyoser adifi. Water is better. So that's why Rav Moshe assumes, even though you look around, a lot of people drink soda. But still, he thinks bikaron, it would not be allowed. Ube'etzem, and then he says, tea and milk, b'doche gadol, fine, I'll allow it. But mine soda gam b'shas atchak, lo yakadish v'lo yavda alayu. That's Rav Moshe in Arachayim, similar to that tshuva quoted in the Sharm Zion Balach. Okay.
It's like water.
I'm sorry? So you could drink it after the... If Rav Moshe is talking about afikomen there, but l'shitaso, you would say you could drink it after afikomen. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya. So we had a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, whether gourds, tuluin, are included in Yarek. So Abaya says, Moda Rabbi Akiva le'inyin malkus she'ino loke. Even though Rabbi Akiva says that you have to assume that tuluin are included in Yarek, but if you make a nether from Yarek and then you eat a gourd, you don't get malkus. You don't consider that a violation of lo yachel devaro. Why not? So Pashas, the Ran, the Mefarshim say, because Rabbi Akiva is not 100% sure. We're not 100% sure. It's a suffix. We're not sure. We think. Says the Ran. Lo misri bevadi lo misveka. So we're not sure. So that's why we say that you don't get Malkus. The Shita Mekubetz is here because of a different shot. Why don't you get Malkus? Not because it's Patara suffix. That we really think afterwards it was suffix. But it gives a little more teeth to it. Modi Rabbi Akiva, we call Malkus Malkus lo yachol dvaro leka. To yachol lo marlonis kavanti lekach, elo lekach, ve'ein kan hasra'as vadai. Shiva Kubetzis brings in the principle of hasra'as safek. We know that before you get Malkus, you always have to have hasra'as, you have to have warning. If it's a case where even when you give hasra'as, all the variables are not known for sure, that's called hasra'as safek. And there's a machlokas whether Hasara Safik is good enough. Let's say I go over to somebody. There's a person who, there's a Safik who his father is. Safik who his father is. We don't know. A mother, you know. Safik who his father is. You're not sure. He was born 6 months. His mother violated the Isra of Hafchada, married 3 months after she gets divorced. And she got married a week after she got divorced. And a big kid was born 6 months later. You don't know who the father is. And he's about to hit one of these people. And you tell him, no, if you hit that person, you're Chayav Misa. And he goes and hits the father. You know what? We don't know. If it was Hasra Safik. We don't know, so the Gemara brings up Hasra Safik in various types of cases. But if there's ever a doubt, even when you give the Hasra, that's called Hasra Safik. So here too, says the Shidduch Kubetz, says Hasra Safik, and that's why you don't get Malkus. Because he could say, I never meant that. When the Hasra is given, you don't know. That's what the Shidduch Kubetz says. This is used by the Achronim, this part of the Sheet is used by the Achronim to answer up the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, Pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, and he does not quote this limitation. He doesn't quote this limitation of no Malkus. Ask the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah just leaves the Betzarachian. I don't know why. Kesem Mishnah, in Hilchas Adarim, Perak Tes Halach Avav, Vida, Diarina Begamari, quotes Rabbi Akiva to no Malkus, Vieshla Tamua Al Rabbeinu Lama Hishmitu. Why the Rambam leave it out? That's the Kesem Mishnah's question. So the answer given by the Achronim is that the Rambam Pasuk Hasra Safik Yishma Hasra. Hasra Safik is good enough. So Lashitaso, Hasra Safik is good enough, therefore you don't have to hold like this Rabbi Akiva. Even though I hold like Rabbi Akiva that Dumulun is included, but I won't have to hold like this Rabbi Akiva, because I hold, says the Rambam, that Hasra Safik is Hasra, and that's why, that would explain why the Rambam does not quote this limitation. Okay, so today is two pshat, and what exactly this line of the Gemara means. Stam Safik or Hasra Safik. Next, Tanan Hasam. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Me'ila, Hashliach Sha'asa Shlichuso Ma'al. We know there's an Isser of Me'ila. Me'ila, if one benefits from the something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. So, what if I make a Shliach? Hashliach Sha'asa Shlichuso Ma'al. If I give a Shliach some money and I say, please go buy me something, and the Shliach does what he is supposed to do, the Balabayis is Ma'al. The Mishaleach, the sender, is Moel. This is one of the three exceptions, as we'll talk about soon, one of the three exceptions to the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Usually, if I send you to do an Aveira and you commit the Aveira, then it's your Aveira. We'll talk about why in a minute. But three exceptions based on Psukim, says the Gemara in Kiddushin. One of them is Me'ila. If I send you to do Me'ila, I get the Aveira, even though you did the Aveira. I get the Aveira. The Mishaleach gets the Aveira. If the shliach did what he was supposed to do, that's shliach sa'asha shlichusa. Lo asha shlichusa, if the shliach did not do what he was supposed to do, shliach mo, then the shliach violates. Because the shlichus is paka, the shlichus is totally undermined, so the shliach is just doing an aveira, he's violating me'ilah. That's the Mishnah. So matana, who is the author of the Mishnah? Amar Rav Chisda, so we'll talk about shlichus of aveira after, let's just finish this piece. So matana, who is the author of the Mishnah is there in Me'ilah? Amar Rav Chisda, Maslis and Tavok Rabbi Akiva. It must be not Rabbi Akiva, the one who argues with Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because look at the following, the end of that Mishnah there. Ditzan, because the Mishnah there says, Ketzad, what's an example where you send somebody to do a shlichus by Me'ilah? Amar lo tein basa lo arachim. You give your servant a piece of meat, which happens to be hektish meat, and you say, you know, can you give this to the guest, please? V'nasalem kaved, and instead of giving them meat, he gave them a piece of liver. Or, tekaved aslam basar, or the opposite. You said, give him a piece of liver, and he gave them meat. So is that called the fulfillment of the shlichus or not? So the Mishnah says, hashliach mal. The shliach violates. What does that show? What does that show? That he did not fulfill a shlichus. If he did fulfill a shlichus, the mishaleach, the sender, would have violated. This seems to be a bitul hashlichus. He changed. But he asked the Gemara. The Rabbi Akiva, but in our Mishnah, remember, Rabbi Akiva says, Ha'amar Rabbi Akiva, kol milsa demimlach alit shliach minah, minahu. Whenever, if the shliach would go back and ask, I only found this, so then that shows that it is the same category. So that's what would happen here. If you send the shliach to go buy your meat in the store, he'll come back and say, I only found liver. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that should show that it's in the same category. If it's in the same category, so the mishaleach should violate me'ilah, not the shliach. It should be a good shlichus. The Mishnah says otherwise, so it must be the Mishnah's alak Rabbi Akiva. Limo balabais v'lo limo shliach. According to Rabbi Akiva, the balabais should violate, and not the shliach. So it must be that Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva would say, it is a fulfillment of the shlichus. Answers the Gemara. Amar Abaya, no, maybe not. Afilu temer Rabbi Akiva. Maybe those Mishnahs can fit in according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Mila modi Rabbi Akiva tizrach limluchei. Rabbi Akiva doesn't admit. It's not going to be automatic. When you send your shliach to buy meat, he's not going to buy the liver automatically. He's going to come back and ask you. And it could very well be that for me'ilah, the standard is higher. For me'ilah, you need a vada. You can't even have that he's going to come back and ask you when it comes to me'ilah. To violate the isra of me'ilah, it's got to be automatic, that if you send him, he's going to buy it for you, even without coming back to ask. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Akiva would have a higher standard by me'ilah. Okay, let's talk for a few moments about what the Gemara brought up here, one of the exceptions to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. There are three general understandings, three general understandings for the Svara of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Why do we say that? Right? You can make a Shliach for anything. You can make a Shliach for, you know, buying me something. You can make a Shliach for being Mafker, being Makdish. So all of a sudden, by doing an Aveira, you know, you can't, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara, some places, not all the places where this comes up, but some of the places where this comes up, on Metzia, the Gemara says, Divrei HaRav v'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. Right? The line that's first used regarding the Nachash by the snake, if your Rebbe tells you to do something, and the Talmud tells you to do something, who are you going to listen to? Listen to the Rebbe. So that line is used in some of the Gemaras of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So what does that mean? So the Sma in Kuf Pei Beis in Choshen Mishpat, first understanding says, you know what the Svara is? Because the Mishaleach did not think that you were really going to do it. If the Mishaleach tells you to do an Aveira, the Mishaleach doesn't think, he knows you're an Elach Yid. He knows you're not going to do this Aveira. And if you really do it, he never had Kavana to make you a Shliach for that. He didn't think he would do it. That's the smaz svara. Kuf pei beis. Why? Divrei atadim, divrei mishomin. Who are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to me? Listen to Hashem. Yachal mishalech lomar sarvarti shalo yishmali la'asoso. I didn't think you'd listen to me. Svara number one. Svara number two. Tosfos in the second parak of Kedushin says the opposite. What's the opposite svara? What's Tosfos' svara? Tosfos says, whose fault is it? The shliach did the avera. Period. Forget the das of the mishalech. Lamaisa, who did the avera? The shliach did the avera. Period. Shliach's fault. He gets the punishment. Nothing to do with the das of the mishalech. A shma says, I didn't think he would do it. Second Tosfos assumes in kedushin mem gimel or so that it's the shliach's fault. Number three, a third shot said by the shita lo nodu lami in kedushin. Said the shita lo nodu lami. Okay, shita lo nodu lami. His line is debatzla toras shlichus bidvar avera. The shlichus is paka by an avera. There is no such thing as shlichus for an avera. This fits into what Reb Chaim says about shlichus in general. Shlichus is all about bailus. You can only make a shliach for something that you're a bailam on. If you're a bailam, I'm a bailam on a to get married. I'm a bailam to be makne or kone or makdish or mafkir. So I can make a shliach on that. I can't make a shliach on something that I'm not a bailam on. I'm not a bailam to do an avera. I'm not allowed to do an avera. So that's what Reb Chaim says about shlichus in general, but the roots of that are in this shitul anod olami in kedushin, membeis and membeis, de batzla torah shlichus bedvar avera. Third shot. The shlichus. Is it focused on the mishaleach? That was the sma. Is it focused on the shliach, tosfos? Or is it focused on the shlichus itself? That's the shitul anod olami. Again, there are nafkaminas based on what you would, what you hold. You know, what happens if the, if the shliach is a shogeg, the shliach is a shogeg. The shliach doesn't know he's doing an avera. So, according to the sma, what the sma say? I didn't think he would do it. What do you mean you didn't think he would do it? The guy's a shogeg. He doesn't know it's an avera. So if there you would say, maybe, right? You wouldn't say, the principle wouldn't apply if ain't shliach is avera. Why? Because you can't say you didn't think he would do it. He doesn't know it's an avera. If he says the shliach's fault again, you might say it's not his fault. He didn't know about it. If he says there's no shlichus by an avera, then here too. So what he's shogeg, it might be that averas are not nitan l'shlichus. Number one. Number two, the Tashbetz has the following question. He's quoting the Ramon Choshe Mishpat in Shin Peichetz. The Tashbetz asks, what if the shliach is a muchzak avarian? He's a muchzak avarian. You know he's going to do this avera. It's a muchzak avarian. So the Ramah there quotes the Tashbetz, im shliach muchzak lasos chayiv mishalcho. Then the mishaleach is chayiv. The ein lomar ein shliach l'dvar avera. You don't say ein shliach l'dvar avera. So again, according to the sma would say why? Because there you know he's going to do it. You can't say he's not going to do it. You know he's going to do it. According, if you say that same thing, it's his fault. So here you'd still say it's his fault. So he's a muxlik avera. Still his fault. So that's a nafkamina between the first two approaches. Again, the third approach you have to talk about. Again, it's not nitan l'shlichus. What about an avera d'rabanan? Is there ein shlichus of dvar avera by an avera d'rabanan? There's also a discussion in the in the poskim. The Mishnah Lamelech discusses this in Hilchos Rotzeach. Quotes a Maharit. Yesh lehistapek yamrinan b'yisur d'rabanan ein shlichus of dvar avera. So what's that suffix about? What's that suffix about by a d'rabanan? So again, if you say like the sma, I didn't think he would do it, so people don't do averas d'rabanans either. So you would say the principle does apply. Ein shlichus of dvar avera. If you say it's his fault, it's still his fault. By Navira Durabanan. Ah, but here's the only one where number three might cut the other way. If you say that you're not a bailim on Averis, so maybe on a Daraisa level, this isn't an Avera. If on a Daraisa level, it's not an Averis, maybe it is Nitan Lo Shlichus on a Daraisa level. Okay, it's still a Chiddush, but maybe one could say that that goes the other way. Okay, other Nafkaminas as well, but we'll stop there. Just one other Ha'ara. And that is, there is a mysterious Rambam. Mysterious Rambam. What's the mysterious Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila says that there is only one exception to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Only one exception, and that is Me'ila. That's the only exception to the rule, says the Rambam. Chelo Matzinu B'chol HaTorah Kula Shliach L'Dvar Avera Levad Me'ila. Except for Me'ila. So ask the Velt on the Rambam, there are three listed in Kiddushin. Man, Beis. There are three exceptions. There's Me'ila. Tvichu Mechira. Right, if you make a shliach to be tovech mocher for you, you're chayav the dalan vehe. And shlichus yad. If you're watching something for someone, and then you send somebody else to use it, Those three, the Gemara says, three, the Gemara, based on Psukim, the Gemara learns it on Mefurish. Three exceptions to Shlichus Devar Avir. So what's the Rambam talking about? In Me'ilah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. What's the Rambam talking about? So everybody gets into the act here trying to figure out what the Rambam means. The Ksos in Simen Reish Tzadik Beis quotes the Maharit, who says, who suggests, the Ksos discusses this, maybe what the Rambam means is that by the other two cases, by Tzvicha Mechira and by Shlichus Yad, it's you're, of course, you, the Mishlech is Chayiv, but it's not Betoras Shlich LeDvar Aveira. By Shlichus Yad, the Isser is, what's the Aveira? For you to be Poshea. If you are negligent with the item, so then you're Chayiv. So you could be negligent yourself or through a Shliach. But either way, it's your negligence. That's not a true shlichus l'dvar aveira. When you send a shliach and you that shliach commits using the item that you're supposed to guard, you're chayev, but not because shliach l'dvar aveira. He's your shliach. No, you did something wrong. He's your arm. He's your arm. So you could violate pshia yourself or through him. But that's not a true shlichus l'dvar aveira. And he says the same thing by tvichu mechira. When you send somebody else to shecht it, what's the isser by tvicha bechira? It's not the act per se of shechting, which he did for you, but it's benefiting from your gezel. If you stole something and then did something more, then it's your problem. So it doesn't matter whether you did that thing yourself or through somebody else. It's still your isser. You did something wrong. So those aren't true cases of an avera via someone else. It's your avera either way. He's just like an extension of you in those cases. Mashenkein Me'ila. Me'ila is mamash a case of Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's what the Ma'arit suggests in Simen Reish Tzadik Beis in the Ksos. Okay, either way, there's more, but that's some of the discussion of Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. So it came up here, the one of the three exceptions to the rule, or the only exception according to the Rambam, came up here. We asked on Rabbi Akiva, isn't that Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva, and we answer no. Maybe Me'ila has Vaday standards. Okay, we're up to the second line now, and I'm in base. Yeah.
Maybe you can relate that to lack of bilus, stolen object.
Maybe you can relate that to lack of bilus, stolen object. What about Shlichus Yad? A Shalech Yad Havikin Gezel. Right. It's. I mean, the Gemara. That's Shalech Yad Havikin is like a Goslin. So those two are related somehow. Okay.
There's no Shlichus there at all.
Right. Okay. Good. Second line. Itmash Ma'isa Kamei Deraba. So Abaya was the one who gave this answer to explain how the Mishnah in Me'ilah can even be like Rabbi Akiva. So this whole discussion was said in front of Rava. Amar Lahon Shaper Amar Nachmeni. Rava says Nachmeni said good. What does that mean? The Ran explains how Moshe Rishonim assume that Nachmeni was the nickname of Abaya. Abaya was his given name. Nachmeni was his nickname. Why? Because Abaya was a Yasso. He grew up in the house of Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So he took upon himself the name of his friend's father. Right, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So Nachmeni was the nickname. That's what the Ran here says. The Kari Lehaki, the Fishin is Galdim based Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He gave him the name of Nachmeni. And again, we find in various areas of halacha, halachos, where one is allowed to give kavod and credit to the person who raises him, even have calling him by name. So he was here, he's called Nachmeni. But you find in halacha, sometimes, let's say, if somebody who is adopted, an adopted child, could he get called, how is he called up to the Torah? How is an adopted child called up to the Torah? So this is a discussion in the poskim. The Piskei Tshuvos here has a discussion about it. You can look it up in Simen Kuflam Etes, and Nuchas Kriyas HaTorah. Kozum Machlokas HaPoskim. If you know his father's his biological father's name, then you have to you call him that. Call him by his biological father. Because that's you have to be worried about chashos in the future. If you don't know, call him Ben Avraham. Call him Ben Avraham. Ach la'olam, some poskim, who's he quoting here? The Tzur Yaakov and the Minchas Yitzchak, the Dayan Weiss. Don't call him in the name of the Aviv Magadlo. Ki kama mechsholam alulam estafseif, aydei shamalimin makor machseves hayelad. A lot of problems that can be caused in the future. That's what some poskim say. But others, and it might be the Minog to be Mekel, the Yesha Kosvin, and he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman, that no, you can be Mekel. You can call the child up based on the father who rears him, who brings him up. Shem ein yodim shem aviv amiti. Or even if you know, but he's mispayesh, and you want to be mafarsimid, mutzer likro lo b'shem aviv ha'ma'ametz. You could call him by the adopted father. What's the Shlomo Zalman's raya? An uncleus. What's the Shlomo Zalman's raya? An uncleus in Sefer Bamidbar. V'shem bas Asher Serach. So was Serach really the daughter of Asher? So the uncleus says that the bo the lo bita haisa elabas ishto, it was really his stepdaughter, it was Usher's wife's daughter. But it says Shame Bas Usher Sarah. The Kvarhuskalhatrizos Valsmach Rayazu, the Chasam Sofer also quotes this Ryan Evan Ezer. Again, that's the right from the uncle list that the Torah calls it. The Torah calls it Bas Usher, even though it's not Bas Usher. Either way, so that comes up by an Aliyah. The Ramah writes in Yechosh and Mishpat. The Ramah writes in Yechosh and Mishpat in Simin Mem Beis that in a shtar, let's say Misha Megadol Yasom Betoch Beso V'Kasav Alav Bishtar, somebody's writing a document and he writes in the document his adopted son he calls my son Bini O A Yasom Kasav Al Megadlo Avi, or the Yasom writes Avi Lo Mikri Mizuyef V'Kasher Ho V'Gidzluhu Roy Lichtovka. No problem. He raised him. Kol Megadol Yasom Ki Ilu Yaldo. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So that's that counts. The where this comes up also is Ksuba. Guy gets married. What do you write in the Ksuba? Right on the Ksuba. So again, the Shevet Alevi is Mako. Shevet Alevi is Mako. You could write the name of the father-in-law, stepfather in the Ksuba. But again, this is what happens here, where Abaya took on the name of Nachmeni, Altskavid, for Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and the father of Nachmeni, who he where he grew up. There is, though, another pshat. The other pshat is that the Aruch says, really, his real name was Nachmeni. But Rabbah gave him the nickname Abaya because he didn't want to call his friend the same name as his father. He didn't want to call his friend the same name as his father. His father's name was Nachmeni and his friend is Nachmeni. So he didn't want to call his friend the same name as his father, even though he wasn't calling his father, but that's what the Aruch says. And that fits into the Rashi Tevis. So I'm saying Abaya stands for Asher Bo Yeruchem Yasom, that Hashem has Rachmanis on Yisomim, Abaya, Asher Bo Yerucham Yasom, right, Hashem has Rachmanis on Yisomim. So that was the nickname, says the Aruch, that was given. That Abaya was his Nachmeni was his real name, but he didn't want to call it, so he called him Abaya. Okay, weiter. Mantan and Tabal Gadol Rabbi Akiva, who argues on Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, who says that if you have to go back and ask the Mishaleach, it's not the same category. Rav Shimon Gamliel, he is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Hano de ben abasar asa b'chol mini abasar. So the Brisa says, if you know different meat, you're asar in all types of meat. V'asar b'roshu b'rgalim u'b'kanu b'kavi d'b'leva b'ofos. And you're asar in the head of the animal, the feet, the kana, the pipes, and the liver, and the heart. U'b'ofos. And birds are also called basar. U'mutar basar d'agavach agavim. But fish and grasshoppers are not included. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, more limited. Hanod ben abasar aser b'chol mini abasar. You're aser in all types of meat, but umutter b'roshu b'regalim u'b'kanu b'kavi d'b'leva b'ofos. Mutter in all those cases. Why? Because for those you'd have to go and ask. So this is the machlokas tanoim. Vein sarach lomar basar dagav b'chagavim. Surely fish and grasshoppers are not included. So that's the machlokas. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who argues on Rabbi Akiva. V'chein hay Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel also added, kirbayim lav basar, intestines are not meat, v'ochleim lav bar inish. And those who eat intestines are not people. Ask the Gemara, Aleph, for the Ron and Zid, what's the nafkamina, l'may hilchasa, ochleim kibasar linyin zvine lav bar inish. What does that mean? It means if you have the choice to buy meat or intestines, and you choose intestines, so that's lav bar inish. That's unacceptable, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Period. So ask the Gemara, yeah. No kishka, correct. So maishna, even back then. So maishna, so there's what to talk about on the basar, but let's first just continue. So maishna, basar, ofla, tanakama, da asr, da avish, licha, da bimalachalei. Why does the tanakama say that basar, of would be included if he just says basar? Because he would go back and ask, I only found, said them for meat, I only found chicken. So basar dagam nami avish licha di lo mishkach bisra mim lachalei. Wouldn't he go back and ask about the fish also? Damar ilo mishkach na bisra icy dagim balitzaru. So fish should also be aser because he would go back to ask about chicken or fish. Two answers in the Gemara. Amar Abaya kagon shehikas dam lo ochal dagim. You're right. Fish and there's no difference between fish and chicken. The Gemara says, but the difference is we're talking about a case where the person who made the neder just bloodlet that day, and bloodletters don't eat fish that day. It's bad for them. What do you mean? Bloodletters don't eat birds either. Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, to misukar v'achel bisra d'tzifra, somebody bloodlets from their shoulders and then eats chicken on that day, parach libi k'tzifra, his heart's going to leave him like a bird. V'tanya ein makiz, and also it says, you don't bloodlet lo ala dogim, lo ala ofos, lo basam aliyach, you don't eat fish, chicken or salted meat. Vitanya, and also the Brisa says, Hikis damal yochal acholav lo gvinu lo beitzim lo shechlayim. If you bloodlet, you shouldn't eat milk or cheese or eggs or shechlayim, cress, lo ofos, birds, lo batzim aliyach. So you see, there's no difference. So birds are also not good. So Gemara says, no, shiny ofos, deferish, are they shlika. Cooked chicken, shlika, is okay for a bloodletter. So therefore, if you make a neder after you bloodlet, we assume that you include the chicken, even though you don't include the fish. One, that's day number one. Abaya Amar, number two, go to Kaivin Leyene. No, you have an eye ache. Your eyes hurt you. The dog and Kashin Leyneim. Fish are bad for the eyes. Fish are bad for the eyes. And that's why, again, it's two kimtas why we assume that fish was not included. Ihachi Achol Dagim. So then you should eat, what do you mean? Eye ache, you should eat fish. The Amar Shmuel, Nun Samachayim. What's the remez of the Alapes Nun Samachayim? Nuna Sama Leyneim. Nuna, fish are good for the eyes. So what do you mean? Fish are good for the eye ache. Ha'usofachla. No, that means when you're basically getting better, so fish will help your eyes finish the healing process. But it's not good originally. Either way, sof maisa comes out lamaskana. It doesn't seem that there's a difference fundamentally between fish and oaf. That is a big discussion in many areas of halacha. What is the status of fish and chicken, legabe basam b'chalav? That's first of all. So we know, daraisa, neither of them are included. Neither of them are included. Midrabanan, Chazal included, of course, basar oaf. Eating chicken and even chicken and milk is also midrabanan. The Rambam, this is the example the Rambam gives in Ilchas Mamrim. It's a great Rambam. If you look it up, the Rambam in Mamrim Perek Beis Halacha Tes, the Rambam is explaining Baltosev and Baltigra. Said the Rambam, if the rabbis would have come and said, meat of a chaya is mutter from the Torah, that's Baltigra. If they would have come and said, chicken and milk is also from the Torah, that's Baltosef. But what the rabbis do, meat from the chaya is also daraisa. Meat from a chicken is mutter min haTorah. But we're worried people are going to get confused, and that's why we're going to ask for meat to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan can do that. That's not Baltosef, and that's not Baltigra. That's an example that the Rambam gives there. But, so regarding Basam B'chalav, we know. What about regarding Su'udas Yantif? Su'udas Yantif. Is fish good enough? Fish good enough. Is chicken good enough? So there's a big discussion in the poskim. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva back in the late 1600s. Chavos Yair and Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. There was a case where right before Yantif, the Shochet got sick of the town. The Shochet got sick, he's on his bed. He's in bed. So the Shaila was, there was another person who knew Hilcha Shchita, but he didn't have a smicha. We know for a Shochet, you have to have a ksav of Kabbalah. There was Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya. So, could you let him, b'shas atzchak here, no, you're not going to have any meat anyway. You're not going to have. So, could you let him shecht here, because he knows what he's doing. So, could you let him do it? So, he has a tshuva related to that. So, at the end, he quotes one of the coolest, is that what do you mean? Let him have chicken. The guy is in bed. He could do, it sounds like he could do the chicken. I guess there's not much of the chicken. It's just, you know, it's to get the animal, the cow is much harder. So, ladies, you have chicken. You're right, he says, it's not a full kiyum of Simchas Yantif. Says the Chavos Yair, but at least it's good enough for in this case. Other poskim, we've mentioned this in the past, Rav Sternbach in Moedim Muzmanim, it's an important Moedim Muzmanim, if you never saw it, Chelek Zayin, Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, says Rav Sternbach, if a person likes chicken better, that's his Simchas Yantif. If you like chicken better, some people don't like meat. If you like chicken, okay, when Beheri Banabes and Meidash, we're not going to have a choice. We're going to have to eat the Karim Pesach. Ein Breira. You don't like it, tough luck. You're going to have to eat it. But if the person likes chicken more, the nira dim sanach yosir bebasar oaf, mitzvasahu bebasar oaf, hova slap oaf anze. The gamba basar, even basar behema today, you don't get the full kiyim, because it's not kachim, it's not kachim, ain't simchel bebasar, it's only rebsar shlomim, that's stamp basar today. So if Sternbach is makel, you know, whatever you like to eat, as long as it's in the category of basar, it would be good enough. The problem is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes our whole Gemara, he's machalik and says, by nidarim, chicken is for sure included in basar, and dogim, it depends. If you're in a place where they would ask. That's Sarach Ian, because from here, Argamar sounds like there's no difference between them. So there are various answers given. The Vilna Gaon says, maybe the Rambam is talking about Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaGemara, chicken and fish were both included equally. But Bizman HaZeh, when you say meat, you don't mean fish, says the Gra. When you say meat, you include chicken, but you might not mean fish. So that's what the Gra says, maybe the Rambam is talking about Bizman HaZeh. Napizman Hagamar. And just to end off with one final thought, the Gemara at the end says Nun Samach Ayin is a reference to Nuna, right? Nuna, right? A fish. Fish is good for the eyes. I once heard B'Shem Rabbi Lam that in Baal Oscha, the Nunin Hafuchin, right? You have backwards Nuns. surrounding by Hibin Soa Ha'aron. What does that mean? What does that mean backwards? Why Dafka Nunes? Why not backwards Lamets? Why not backwards any other letter? So Rabbi Lam explained that Nuna is a fish. Nuna is a fish. Backwards Nuns could symbolize a fish swimming upstream. You want to carry the Torah. By Hibin Soa Ha'aron Moshe. You want to carry the Torah. You want to make sure the Torah stays with you. Sometimes you got to be a fish swimming upstream. Sometimes you got to go against the current. You got to go against what's going on around us in order to properly keep the Torah values. That's the Nuna, as it says here, Nuna Nafuchin of Parshas Baal Oscha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.